We're coming close to the end of our agenda. President Killeen, do you have any final comments you'd like to add?
Well, I would just once again to thank our colleagues on the faculty and in the administration for their commitments to shared governance and the momentum that the institution as a whole is projecting forward. And to thank the board for their commitment and support, in particular to the insistence upon operational and institutional excellence that we take to heart under your oversight and guidance. We will build on the significant momentum that we have established as we move forward. And thank you, Mr. Chairman, for all of that, all of your comments.
Thank you. This is time I get to make some final comments, and I don't have any scripted, which Ed likes to hear when I speak unscripted. It may be a little dangerous, but I had my chief of staff for U of I, Danielle Gerby, down here yesterday for the first time, an Indiana, University of Indiana graduate. And me being me, I could not pass up the opportunity to give her a tour of the campus and brag about my alma mater along the way. And what struck me, as always when I do this, is the scale of what is going on here in Champaign and likewise in Chicago and Springfield. The infrastructure, the number of programs, the physical buildings is, when you actually walk around this campus, is overwhelmingly impressive. And then when you think about delivering an education for over 50,000 students in this location and doing it with excellence at that scale, it's a daunting proposition. It's a daunting proposition. As Chancellor Jones pointed out today, we are one of only 8 states with a school in that top 15. And you know me, I won't be truly satisfied until it's number 1 on that list, but for now we have to be happy with where we are, and we are. And as I've said before, every state has universities, but very few, as Chancellor Jones's comments pointed out, can do it with excellence, in scale, at an affordable cost. And that is one of the things among many that differentiates the University of Illinois. And I couldn't be more proud of my alma mater when I was giving this tour yesterday. And Danielle also noted that as a new Trier graduate, we could do more to promote among our very own residents and students what is actually going on here in Champaign. And as everyone knows, I am encouraging President Killeen and the chancellors to tout ourselves a little bit more, be a little bit less humble, market what we do here to our own residents and also to prospective students around the country, because it is so extraordinary. I'd also like to take this moment to congratulate Chancellor Emeritus on the board approving a new contract. The very significant upward trajectory of UIC in enrollment, research, patient care, and public service and reputation under his leadership follows from his very deep commitment to excellence throughout the university. And as everyone here knows, excellence and accountability are two words that I use with our administration a lot, and no one in our group represents excellence and accountability more than Chancellor Emeritus, so congratulations. Lastly, President Killeen, we do have challenges. This has been a great board meeting and a great year, but we do have challenges. One of them you referenced in your comments regarding sexual misconduct. And we look forward to receiving the work of the task force, it being presented to us with recommendations for refined, clearer policies on sexual misconduct and student-faculty relationships. and we expect those recommendations expeditiously so that we can act on them. With that said, I ask if there is any old business to be brought before the board. Is there any new business from any trustees that you would like to bring to the board?
The chairman, just one thing. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't also acknowledge the tremendous work of Chancellor Cook and what she's done at UIS, and the numbers there are also impressive and growing, and and she's been terrific.
Thank you. I'd like to take a moment to announce the schedule of future board meetings. Our next meeting is scheduled to be held on November 14, 2019 in Chicago. Then on January 16, 2020, we will be in Chicago. And on March 12, 2020, we will be back in Champaign. At this time, it would be helpful to have a motion for an executive session. I will note for our public attendees that the only business following the executive session will be adjournment. A motion is now in order to hold an executive session on pending, probable, or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
All in favor, aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Thank you, board members. Lunch is being served next door in the South Lounge, and I ask that you get your lunch and return to this room for executive session.